Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of An Honest Alcoholic. My name is Brad, and I am an alcoholic. Today, try to be brief yet again. I want to talk about a little bit about my recovery as far as exercise goes. I've mentioned before that with my hip replacement, some other things I got going on with my body, that swimming was by far the way I got exercise the most. As a scuba diving instructor, I still like swimming. So when I swam, I joined a gym that had a pool, has a couple of different pools around town. And I would wear my mask that I dive in and my snorkel. I wear my fins sometimes, and it was just a really great way to wake up in the morning, not start the day off with drinking, and instead get up and go and get some exercise, and it really makes you feel better. I mean, the act of exercising in the morning instead of drinking really gave me the boost that I needed to get through the rest of the day. Now, after I would exercise in the morning, a lot of these time periods that I was able to swim a lot was because I didn't have a job. So I would come home after I swam and I would sit and I would get bored pretty quickly. So a lot of times I ended up kind of rationalizing with myself that the swimming was giving, you know, I was doing one good thing. So the drinking that came afterwards once I got bored, I was just telling myself that they canceled each other out. Hey, I did one good thing. So as long as I'm just not drinking all day, as long as I'm mixing it in with something that's healthy, at least that's a little bit better, right? So now this had its ups and downs, just like all my recovery did. I went long time periods of times where I swam and I wasn't drinking and I was losing weight. My weight fluctuated a lot during all my recovery attempts. But the swimming just made me feel so great. It did not hurt my joints. It was invigorating for me. So that's what I love the most now. I'm going to stick on the swimming because I also ride my mountain bike, but, I'm going to stick on the swimming right now because my swimming days came with a lot of tribulations, and because I would go to these places, to these gyms, I'd go to the pools and I would swim, but it didn't take me long to figure out, you know, in the locker rooms, the different bathrooms around the facility, what do they have in the bathrooms? Hand sanitizer, right? And they've got them in the hallways, they got them in the storage closets, boxes of hand sanitizer. So it started off with me going swimming in a different bathroom each time I needed to do this, and I would tear the covering off of their hand sanitizer dispenser, and I would just rip the whole bag of it out, and I would stuff it in my gym bag that had my swimming stuff in it. And then I would leave, and I'd come back the next day, and most of the time they hadn't put any back. Now, ones of these bags of hand sanitizer, they would last me, depending on how full they were, since I was getting used, you know, soap from around the facility. Sometimes I find the full ones, and they would last me a few days of drinking hand sanitizer. It was the industrial size, I believe it was Purell. But the way they came, I couldn't get it to squirt out the bottom without it being in the device that was at the gym. I had to poke a hole in the top of it with a knife and then gently pour it into big on them so it wouldn't smell like soap when my wife was around. And so I had to, there was go to, so I'd go to different ones from different bathrooms. It finally kind of got to where I was stealing so much they weren't putting them back, and they were putting regular soap, hand soap, into the bathrooms, which is absolutely no good, has no alcohol in it. And so I started looking around, and I mean, they've got cameras everywhere, but I started getting brazen enough to just look up and down the hallway, yank that hand sanitizer off the wall that's next to the water fountain and the little kids area activity room, and I just rip it right off the wall and put it in my backpack and just get out of there as quick as I could, hoping somebody's not going to come up behind me and be like, hey, what are you stealing this shit for? And or that they start to notice that this stuff was missing around the times that I was the one coming in the doors, you know? So, but it got to the point, ripping it out of the hallways, the bathrooms. I was going into their janitor closets, looking in the, you know, and I found some boxes of it, and I put a case of it in my backpack one day, and I couldn't even zip up my backpack all the way because of the box. And I was so desperate. I just walked out of there past my backpack that wouldn't even close, like in front of me, like this in my hands, and you know, just up at my chest. And they're looking at me, and I was just like, okay, have a good day. I got my car and left. And man, it's just looking back on it now, it's so crazy to me that I could actually have it in me to be that desperate to get some alcohol in my body after I was done swimming most of the time and feeling good. Now, some days I went up there and showed them my card and checked in, went straight to the bathroom, all the bathrooms, to see what kind of situation they had going on. And sometimes I'd leave empty handed, and I would have to go. There was a few days I went to all three different facilities and they were all out of hand sanitizer. I could not find it anywhere. I spent all morning trying to find it. And, you know, those days, some days I'd have to tough it out and go with through withdrawals, and some days I'd find other ways to do it. But yeah, that's how I abused my swimming privileges and rationing. I was still getting some exercise, but at the same time, I'm really I could get it. It was free. And I was getting some exercise, so I felt kind of good about the situation. As pathetic as that is, that's just, as an alcoholic, or I mean an addict, that's your thought process. Your thought process is sick and poisoned, and mine was just completely focused on alcohol. You know, like sometimes I get in the water and swim for like 2 minutes just to make it look like, you know, I was doing something there besides coming in there and just ripping them off and stealing their stuff. Point of my story is, even if you are trying to do the good thing, there's so many things right around the corner right there to get you off track. As soon as I saw that hand sanitizer at these places, I was like, well, I might, if they keep putting this hand sanitizer out, I'm gonna have to quit coming here, or you know, I'm gonna have to do something. But they eventually did quit putting it out, and I started swimming, and it worked out well for me. But yeah, I stole a lot of hand sanitizer from these recreational facilities. Anyway, that'll be it for my talk today. Make good choices today, everybody. Stay sober, and I'll see you next time.